procrastination, or the sin and folly of depending on future time. Prov. 27:1. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. The design of the wise man in this book of Proverbs is to give us the precepts of true wisdom, or to teach us how to conduct ourselves wisely in the course of our lives. Wisdom very much consists in making a wise improvement of time and of the opportunities we enjoy. This is often in Scripture spoken as a great part of true wisdom. As Deuteronomy 32:29, "Oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would consider their latter end." And Psalm 90:12, "So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom." So the wisdom of the wise virgins is represented as consisting much in this, that they improve the proper season to buy oil. Therefore the wise man in these books of Proverbs and Ecclesiastes, agreeably to his design, insists on this part of wisdom. He tells us the advantage of seeking Christ early. Proverbs 8:17, and advises us to do what our hand findeth to do, with our might. Eccles 9:10 advises young people to remember their Creator in the days of their youth, while the evil days come not, in which they shall say they have no pleasure. Eccles 12:1. So here he advises us to a wise improvement of the present season. In the words are two things to be particularly observed. 1. The precept, not to boast of tomorrow. That is, not to speak or act as though it were our own. It is absurd for men to boast of that which is not theirs. The wise man would not have us behave ourselves as though any time were ours but the present. He that boasts of tomorrow acts as though he had tomorrow in his possession, or had something whereby he might depend on it, and call it his own. 2. The reason given for this precept. For thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. It is a good reason why we should not behave ourselves as though the morrow were our own, that indeed it is not. We are not sure of it. We have no hold of future time. We know not whether we shall see the morrow, or if we do know that we shall see it, we know not what we shall see on it. Hence, we ought to behave ourselves every day as though we had no dependence on any other. Section 1 Needful Precautions. To prevent a misunderstanding of the doctrine, I observe that it is not meant that we should in every respect behave as though we knew that we should not live another day. Not depending on another day is a different thing from concluding that we shall not live another day. We may have reason for the one, and not for the other. We have good reason not to depend on another day, but we have no reason to conclude that we shall not live another day. In some respects we ought to carry ourselves as though we know we should not live another day, and should improve every day as if it were the last. Particularly, we should live every day as conscientiously and as wholly as if we knew it were the last. We should be as careful every day to avoid all sin, as if we knew that that night our souls should be required of us. We should be as careful to do every duty which God requires of us, and take as much care that we have a good account to give to our judge of our improvement of that day, as if we concluded that we must be called to give an account before another day. But in many other respects, we are not obliged to behave ourselves as though we concluded that we should not live to another day. If we had reason to conclude that we should not live another day, some things would not be our duty which now are our duty. As for instance, in such a case it would not be the duty of any person to make provision for his temporal subsistence during another day, to neglect which, as things now are, would be very imprudent and foolish, as the consequences would show, if every man were to act in this manner. If so, it would never be man's duty to plow or sow the field, or to lay up for winter. But these things are man's duty. As Proverbs 6:6, "Go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her ways, and be wise which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer, and gathereth her food in the harvest." In chapter 10:5, etc. "He that gathereth in the summer is a wise son, but he that sleepeth in harvest is a son that causeth shame." And many other places might be mentioned. So, on the other hand, if we were certain that we should not live another day, some things would be our duty today, which now are not so. As for instance, it would be proper for us to spend our time in giving our dying counsels, and in setting our houses in order. If it were revealed to us that we should die before tomorrow morning, we ought to look upon it as a call of God to us, to spend the short remainder of our lives in those things which immediately concern our departure, more than otherwise it would be our duty to do. Therefore, the words which forbid us to boast of tomorrow cannot be extended so far as to signify that we ought in all respects to live as if we knew we should not see another day. Yet they undoubtedly mean that we ought not to behave ourselves in any respect as though we depended on another day.
This Reformation audio track is a production of Stillwater's Revival Books. SWRB makes thousands of classic Reformation resources available, free and for sale, in audio, video, and printed formats. Our many free resources, as well as our complete mail-order catalog, containing thousands of classic and contemporary Puritan and Reform books, tapes, and videos at great discounts, is on the web at www.swrb.com. We can also be reached by email at swrb@swrb.com, by phone at 780-450-3730, by fax at 780-468-1096, or by mail at 4710-37A Avenue, Edmonton, that's EDMONTON, Alberta, abbreviated capital A, capital B, Canada, T6L3T5. You may also request a free printed catalog. And remember that John Calvin, in defending the Reformation's regulative principle of worship, or what is sometimes called the scriptural law of worship, commenting on the words of God, "which I commanded them not, neither came into my heart," from his commentary on Jeremiah 7:31, writes, "God here cuts off from men every occasion for making evasions, since he condemns by this one phrase, 'I have not commanded them,' whatever the Jews devised. There is then no other argument needed to condemn superstitions than that they are not commanded by God. For when men allow themselves to worship God according to their own fancies, and attend not to his commands, they pervert true religion. And if this principle was adopted by the papists, all those fictitious modes of worship in which they absurdly exercise themselves would fall to the ground. It is indeed a horrible thing for the papists to seek to discharge their duties towards God by performing their own superstitions. There is an immense number of them, as it is well known, and as it manifestly appears. Were they to admit this principle, that we cannot rightly worship God except by obeying his word, they would be delivered from their deep abyss of error. The prophet's words, then, are very important, when he says that God had commanded no such thing, and that it never came to his mind, as though he had said that men assume too much wisdom when they devise what he never required, nay, what he never knew."